Behind that.
Dalet Amadalev. Let us see the top tasters.
Hidecho Yehiyach.
Sheyeshnai Bat Choshe Ubazame.
The Gemara said that
Abhiya learned out from
Piv and Eidechot,
Payeska Pirche from Piv Malle Piv, Shekain Einoi Bat Choshe Bazame.
Piv is an invincible nemonis.
When Piv is made, you can't be makrish the nemonis of Piv.
So,
Mashenke in Edom is not an invincible nemonis. Edom says, Chayav Chamishim. Could very well be that in 2 hours this nemonis will become bottle. You'll be makrish it or mazam there. So that was the Piv. You cannot learn out Edom from Piv. So the Gemara says, Eidecha Yechia, Sheyeshnai Bakoshe Bazome. You could be Mevatel, the Nemonis of an Eidecha through Hakoshe and Azome. Shapir Goris Hoche Ubahazome. We can be goyres hazome. That means that you can keep in shaydei hazome the burei boto. Gemara now does not mean this onshei hazome by eidechot. The Gemara in the beginning is just speaking about that when we have a pirche, how can you learn out eidim from piv? Because piv is an invincible nemonis. You can't slug it up. Mashenken and Eidim can be slugged up through Akosha or through Azomim. So on this Pirche, I can say, Eidecha Yechiyach. Eid Echot is also not an invincible Nemonis. It can be slugged up through Akosha and Azomim. Kivin Shaidei Azomim, Diburei Bottle. The Dibur will be Bottle. The Ein Lahakshayis, Ataisa says, but I'll ask a different kasha. Ma lepiv shekein einay mishalim bahazomah. I'll ask another kasha. That piv does not pay unshei hazomah. Taima be'edim shemishalmim bahazomah. Let me ask such a kasha. But about the process of asking pirches from Piv and Edom, Malah Piv. So I say, Malah Piv, Shekein Einoi Ba'in Shei Azom. So then, Mashen Kein Edom is Ba'in Shei Azom. And if I'll ask this Kasha, I won't be able to say, Eidechot Yechiyach, because Eidechot is also not Ba'in Shei Azom. Voz lo yuchal loima Eidechot Yechiyach, She'ein Mishalim, and Eidecha doesn't pay either. So why didn't the Gemara ask this? Why didn't the, on the side it says She'ein Mishalim. So why didn't the Gemara ask this kasha? So Tosva says, Ki ma she'eid einay mishalim shumuzim, that what an eid does not pay, einay chumre, it's not a chumre that an Eidecha possesses, Elafisha Beiduse Aine Mechayev Moment. The reason there's no Ainshi Azome, because he wasn't Mechayev Moment to begin with. So like Kashi at the end of the sugya said by Teiras Azome. So Taisis is, if you're asking Pirches, if you're asking Pirches, Ma le Piv Shekein Einay Ba'in Shei Azome, so Taisa says, I can't say Eidecha Yechiyach, because that word in Eidecha, the Zayne Mishalim, is not that, Eidecha, the Zayne Mishalim, Kash Eidem Mishalim, Shemuzim Einay Chumre, not that there's a chayma over Edom. Edom have to pay and he doesn't have to pay. Lafisha beidusai einay mechayiv moment. Because the Edis is not mechayiv moment. Lekach, so memele, so there's no chumra of eid echad over to eidim. So from this taisvis, the taisvis is medayik, but what'll be in a case of mitoich, if an eid echad will say eidis on someone, and the person will say any eidea, so then the eid echad will take a biba in sheyazomet. Then he'll take a bain sheyazomet. In the only case there's no ein sheyazomet by an eid echad when he's not mechayiv someone to pay. But al koponim, there's no chumra whatsoever that an eid echad possesses over to eidim. There's no such chumra. Either if he was mechayiv shvua, so the reason there's no ein sheyazomet is because he wasn't mechayiv anything. And if he is mechayiv mamon, so then he is bain sheyazomet. So therefore, when we started with the pilchus already, ma'alepiv, we can't speak about ein sheyazomet and say that by eidechot there's no ein sheyazomet because it's not true. Eidechot, either one of the two, either eidechot, there is ein sheyazomet, the Rishon says, if he's mechayev mamon, if he's not mechayev mamon, so hashteitzer, there's no ein sheyazomet. So Taisvis in the beginning of the sugya just said that ein sheyazomet, eidechot is not better than two eidim. Eidechot is not better than two eidim because one of the two. There's no way, the way the Ktzai says, if he's mechayev mamon, there is ein sheyazomet. And if he's not mechayev mamon, so ishkayach, vashteitzach, there's no ein sheyazomet because it wasn't mechayev mamon. So Taisus took care of the Gemara before. We can't speak about ein sheyazomet because eidechot is not any better than two eidim. Now Taisus is going to get stuck. So Taisus knew this before already. Now we have a whole sugya later. Malapiv eidechot shekein einam b'teiras hazomet. The Taisus explained there's no maila of Eidim, Eid Echad over Eidim. Not Taisus doesn't get stuck.
Ubesamuch, al ma'atzat, pachinulei, when the Gemara says it's a ma'atzat, so then we do estekashe. Mishum dal ma'atzat, pachinen pirche koldohu. And a matzad, we ask a pircha kodo. Now, let us just, this is learned different than Rashi. Rashi would seem there's a real pircha, and those who are chaylik on abchiyin. This says as follows. A matzad, think we had a gemara mesechtes chulin, gemara wanted to learn out from Olo, klaya kerem. The Gemara says, Ma'ala Ola, I think Ma'ala the Bosa B'chola from Ola and Klai Kerem, I don't remember exactly the Gemara. Ma'ala Ola Klai Kerem Shekein Gedulei Kalka. They both grow. So now, between you and me, so, Bosa B'chola doesn't grow. Right? So what? What is there? There's a logical reason to say that because they grow, that's why there's such and such a din. So the Gemara says over there, anama tzad pachina pircha koldo. If I'm learning out from one, so then the pircha has to make logic. I'm learning out from one, so the pircha has to make logic. I'm telling you, piv is stronger than the monist than Aiden. A pircha from one is a logical pircha. The minute I'm forced to learn out from a ma'atzad, so then there's a new seida, and a ma'atzad pachin and pircha koldu. That means the translation of a pircha koldu means that even though there's no logic and there's no reasoning
That's the reason why the Zachi of Shvur by Piv and Eidechot, it's irrelevant. But if these two have this common denominator, so it's a pirchet, you can't learn out a third thing that doesn't have the common denominator, even though it's not a logical reason. Why they should be Mechayev HaShvua and Edom should not be Mechayev HaShvua. So when Taisvis learns the Gemara later, so Taisvis says, the Gemara later asks the Kasha of Teres HaZom, because there you're learning out from two. By two, I have a klal, you can ask a pirchet koldo. I mean, Lamaisa, Eid Echad, there's Ein She'ezama by Eid Echad, no. The reason is because he wasn't Mechayev woman. But that's irrelevant. But Lamaisa, Eid Echad and Pid have Eid Tzad Ashova, there's no Ein She'ezama. So not that shows there's a Chaymer of Eid Echad over Eid. There's no Chaymer. The reason Eid Echad doesn't pay Ein She'ezama because he wasn't Mechayev woman. That's the reason. But I'll call upon him a pircha koldu, that's cool. A pircha koldu means a pircha without, it's not a logical reasoning. But in the middle of mahatzad, I can ask a pircha koldu. So that's how Taisus learns the Gemara later. Shumda mahatzad, pachinem pircha koldu. And this is a pircha koldu. V'rabchiye, afilu al mahatzad, that's the most of Rabchiye, Toiras hazome loy porich, tabchi oz afilo matzad loy porich, mishum demash eini mishalem ha'eid kshemuzam. That would, by an eid echod, there's no ein shezom, zel giri usoy, because the eid is so weak, lefisha loy hoye koich beidusi lachai by moment. So memele, so this is not some gedulei kalke is not a reason for the lochem, but al kaponim there's a mile of gedulei kalke. Here pshat is an eidacha. There's no ein sheyazoma because the eidus is so weak he can't be mechayev moment. That is why there's no ein sheyazoma. So that isn't even a pircha koldu. Zicher eidachot and piv. There's no ein sheyazoma by both, but you can't say that's a pircha koldu. Because the reason there's no ein she'azom by Eidechot is because the Eidus is so weak it can't even be Mechayim moment. That's why there's no ein she'azom. That's Al Kaponim, Al Taisus, Leim Shat, and the Gemara. Now, let us learn the Gemara further. And as we learn the Gemara, we will see there are many, many difficulties in the Gemara. We'll try to mention a few. In Rashi's Pshat and in Tosfos Pshat, we'll see it's a very, very difficult Gemara. Ella, so we're more or less a little after the middle of the Amid. Ella, if there is any kasha an Rabchiye, Ella the Kama v'tane tune. Rabchiye said that Hados Edom is Machayev HaShvua. That was Rabchiye Shtik Teire. Fine. He had a limud from Piv and Eidechot. Fine. But then he said, v'tane tune. I have a raya from our Mishneh. The Mishneh have a raya that by Hados Edom, you swear, a guy from the Mishnah, Shnayim Oichsim Vitalis, and both of them swear, is a guy, Amayisod, that Ados Edom is Machayim Ashur. So the Gemara says, ooh, this Vitana Tuna of Rabchiyah is very difficult to understand. Yeah. Ella the Koma v'tane tune mi domi. How can you compare our Mishnah that says Shnayim Oichsim Betalis, that both of them swear? So on Daf Gimel we said Rabchiya brought a raya from our Mishnah. How did Rabchiya brought a raya from our Mishnah? Because Anan Sadi Maide Tofis Haidi Day. Which means
which means that Reuven and Shimon are holding a talus, they have a nansadi, that half belongs to Reuven. And now Reuven wants the whole thing, and Shimon is kaifa. So the anansadi, that half belongs to Reuven, is like Ados Eidim. So Meila Shimon is mechuyiv to swear on the other half. And then Shimon is mourning the whole thing, and Shimon has anansadi, that half is his. So Meila Reuven is mechuyiv to swear on his half. So the Gemara compared Shnayim Oifsim Betalos to Ados Eidim. That was Rab Chiya's Rai. Yeah, so the Gemara says, Al Bekoma V'tane Tune, Mi Tomi, how can you compare our Mishneh to Ados Eidim? Mi Tomi, Hosam L'malve Islay Sadi, Leloi veles leisadi vloi masik lei veloi midi. By the case of Ados Eidim, the Malva comes over to Loiva, I lent you $100. Loiva says, I never borrowed a penny. The Malva brings two Eidim that they're aware of Halva of $50. Fine. So now the Loiva swears on the other $50. And the $50 that he swears, he doesn't have any Eidim, but he doesn't know it. So he swears. What would be in the case of Ados Eidim, the Eidim would come and say, well, the Leiva owes $50 and paid $50. No, finished. So then it's a finished case already. So he owes $50 and he paid it. There would be no Inyan of Shvuah. The whole Inyan of Shvuah by Ados Eidim is, because the Malve is Eidim that he owes $50, the Loiva, and the other $50, the Loiva has no proof whatsoever. So Ados Eidim, so since we see, so the Malve is a Taina Cheshuva, see? I said, you won't. You said, you don't know anything. And Eidim say that you do owe me something. That's me mechuyev to swear on the other 50. So the case of Rab Chiya is gewaldig. There you have to swear. Then we can understand you can swear. But the case of our Mishnah, how can you say the case of our Mishnah is you swear also al Sador Seidim? Just like there's a Nansadi, that half the talus belongs to Reuven. That's what he says. Shimon has to swear on the other half. Shimon has a Nansadi, the other half belongs to him. So why is there Chiyav Shvuah? How can Rav Chiya bring a Raya from our Mishnah? A case of Shnayim Oichzim Vitalis, a raya to my Yesod. You swear, a raya to me. You can't explain the Shvuas HaMishnah that this should be a raya to you. Because in the case of the Mishnah, Reuven has an Ansadi that half is his, and Shimon has an Ansadi that half is his. So finish, where's there a mokim to swear? Each one has proof that his half is his. So how can you compare it to Ados Eidim? Let's again see the lotion of the Gemara. Well, the Kama of Tanatunim, me domi, can you compare our Mishnah to Rab Chiya? Hosam, in the case of Rab Chiya, Lemalve Isli Sadi. Lemalve has Eidim that he owes 50. Leloiva lesli sadi, the loiva doesn't have any eidim le masik le midi. That means, and the loiva's taine, he doesn't have any eidim whatsoever that he doesn't owe him the other 50. The havele sadi le loiva, if the loiva would have eidim that he owes 50 and he paid 50, the lemasik of le midi, leboy rabchi lishtabui, rabchi would never say you have to swear. Because just like this Eidim that are saying like the Malva, this Eidim that are saying like the Loiva. So Memela, Rab Chiya is a case of Ados Eidim, which is a debatable Shaila. Could be this, a Chiyav Shua. Hoche ki heichi da Nansadi lahai, Anansadi lahai. But in the case of the Mishnah, if I say that there's an Ansadi that half the talus belongs to Reuven, I have an Ansadi that half the talus belongs to Shimon. So finish. So why should Shimon have to swear?
why is the Ansadi that says half belongs to Shimon stronger, than, weaker than the Ansadi that half belongs to Reuben? So why does Shimon have to swear? How could Rav Chiya bring a raya from the Shvua of our Mishnah to his Yesod? The case of Rav Chiya, there's Eidim to the Malbe, and the Leiv is no Eidim whatsoever, so the Leiv has to be Mavara, is Taine. In the case of the Mishnah, each Oiches has a raya that half is his. So why is there Rav Elohim Mishtabe? Let us see Rashi. Ela de kama vetanetune. Elim yesh lecha lohoshiv al divrei Rav Chiya. If you have a kasha and Rav Chiya, kach yesh lecha lohoshiv. This is a kasha that should be yes. De kama vetanetune. Behei virai ledvoro. Mi mishnah sayin. On he brought a raya from a mishnah. Mi domi. Hosem bide Rav Chiya. In the case of Rav Chiya. Lemalve islei sadi. Demasik bei chamishim. The Malve has Eidim, that he owes him 50. The Leive lastly Sadi Bina Chamishim. The Leive doesn't have Eidim. She'eini Chayiv Loi Alev. The Leive has no Eidim whatsoever. Ihavile, if the Leive would have had Eidim, Kegoin Ilu Heidim Ha'Eidim. If the Eidim would have said Eidim, Chamishim Chayiv, the Chamishim Pora, he owes 50 and he paid 50. In such a case, if the loiva would have Eidim and the other 50, he wouldn't have to swear on the other 50. Masnisen, our Mishnah, ki eichi dan ansadi lahai the chetzio shaloi, an ansadi lahai the chetzio shaloi is an ansadi. V'lami tzrichu chachamim shvu, so why do you have to swear? Shmamina taima lavish maida mitzisataino kerabchi. It's not a maida be mitzisataina. Veino shvua da raisa. It's not a shvua da raisa. Elotakonas chachomim shleikalechot eilach vataykev talisi shalchabed. So the Gemara just now took the raya of Rabchi. And he says, Anshuldik, you can't compare our Mishnah to Ados Eidim. Ados Eidim, there's a raya to the Malve and a chelik of the Tviya. So the Leive has to swear on the other chelik of the Tviya, because there's no biro for the Leive. Masha Einkein, in our Mishnah, there's no reason whatsoever that Shimon should have to swear, that Shimon should have to swear on his chelik, ki heichadik anansadi lahai, anansadi lahai. So the Gemara says, so our Mishnah has no shaykhis at all, Tados Eidim, no shaykhis at all. So what's the Shvu of the Mishnah? The Shvu of the Mishnah is that Takanus Chachomim, that we had before, Shliyei Kolechot Heilich V'Teikim Talisei Shol Chaveh. Fine. So we just now slugged up the raya that Rav Chiya had from our Mishnah. That's upgefragt. There's no raya at all from the Mishnah. Our Mishnah has no shaykhis tados Eidim. Fine. Now the Gemara says, fine. Elo ki itba v'tanetuna. So Gemara says, you're right. You can't bring a raya tados Eidim from our Mishnah. A'idach the Rav Chiya itba. Rav Chiya said once another halacha. And on the other halacha, Rav Chiya brought a raya from our Mishnah. And another halacha. That means we're fixing we're correcting that with Rav Chiya brought a raya from our Mishnah. So on the halacha of Ados Eidim, Rav Chiya can never bring a raya from our Mishnah. Rav Chiya brought a raya from our Mishnah to another halacha, he said. Fine. What's the other halacha? Aidach the Rav Chiya, itma. The Omar Rav Chiya monali biyodcha, v'alo oimer ein locha biyodi elo nunzuz, ha'mayde b'miktsis, moving months from Shimon, I lent you $100. And Shimon says, I only borrowed $50. V'heilach, here's the $50.
Here's the $50. You're schlepping me to Besdin and then Teire. You're schlepping $100. I mean, I never borrowed $100 from you. I only borrowed $50. Here's the $50. So now let us just look at this case. There's a mockim to say, if you look at the case, one can say as follows. What is Shimon saying? Every moide b'miktzis is shot like this. That Reuven is money from Shimon. I lent you $100. And Shimon says, I agree. I owe you. But not as much as you say. That's a moide b'miktzis. So that's called a taina chashuve. That means the malva says, you owe me. The loiva says, I owe you. So we see the malva is entitled to be teveya. But there's a difference of opinion how much he owes. So you be mevarga with a shvur. That's called the malva is a tainach shvur. But in our case, the malva comes and says, you owe me. And the loiva says, I don't owe you anything. Now he says, I owe you $100. I don't owe you anything. There was alboa, $50. Here's the $50 I wouldn't owe. I don't owe you anything. There's no din toira over here. Now pshat is, I owe you, but not so much. There was a halvoa, $50, here's the $50, a guten tag, why are you schlepping me to Besdin? For the other $50, I don't owe you those $50. So there's a svara to say, heilich is a kaifer hakel. Amoide b'miktzes, I hear from the loive, you're right. I owe you. So that makes the taina of the malva a taina chashuva. That's a taina chashuva. He comes to Besdin, he says, this person owes me money. And the loiva says, you're right, I do owe you. Not as much as you say. So the dayonim hear from the malva and loiva, atzad ashova shebem, that everyone agrees he owes. There's a difference of opinion how much he owes. In such a case, that is called a taina chashuva, because we hear from both of them that he owes. Now the shayla is how much? Let the right loiva be mevara if it is taken the way he says, or maybe it's the way the Malva says. But if there's a case of heilach, the case of heilach, the loiva is abruptly telling the Malva, I don't owe you anything. I don't owe you. There was a halvoa, $50, here's the $50. Why are you schlepping me to Besdin for? He has the $50 in his hands, here's the $50. There's no dintaira between me and you. Here's the $50 and finish. So Mamela, the other $50, Tamazega played it. I never borrowed from you those other $50. So there is a svara, this is a kaifa hakel. This is a kaifa, Besdin does not hear from the loiva, he agrees in yisod to the malva, I owe you. He doesn't say that. I don't owe you. What? That's a call. I'm paying you. There was a halvoa 50, and I'm paying you for that 50, but I don't owe you anything. But we're finished. I couldn't talk. You don't schlep me to Besdin. There's no din teire between me and you. If I'm not paying anything yet, we'll pay eventually. So then Besdin hears the message that we hear from both of them. He owes me money. And everyone agrees to that. He owes me money. Nothing was paid up yet. Nothing. He owes. How much does he have to pay? But he owes money. We go away from the Besdin. The loiva owes the malva money. Eved loiva lish malva. He's his abbot. He owes him. He's indebted to him. That's the message we get. The malva says, you owe me. The loiva says, I owe you. I couldn't talk. Tell us how much. That's called a tainach shuvah. Besdin hears, he owes him. He has to pay him money. He owes him money. That is called a tainach shuvah. But the minute the loiva says, I don't owe you, I borrowed $50. Here's the $50, finished.
You'd ask me for the, if you speak like a man, you'd be a man. You'd ask for $50. I'll give you the $50. You ask me for $100. I don't know you. The other $50, that means on these $50, I'm here's the money to pay. There's no sichsuch between me and you. I'm not dead and indebted to you. I don't owe you that money. I'm paid. You're finished. So also it comes out now that this is now a new tree on $50. I say, I don't know you. This is called a kaifaka. It's a matter of opinion. I'm a chleikis, rabchiye, and rabsheishis. We'll see soon. Not Eilach Yisri, I'm giving the money, not Eilach Yisri, I have the money in my hand. We'll see Rashi, says, not Besser. The money is here, I have the $50 bill. You slapped me to Besdin. Here's the $50 bill, says, man, take it. Take it. No, you're here, it's not Kilo. I'm not Zeiche for you, I can't be Zeiche my money. You're here, I'm here, here's the money, take it from my hand, finish. Commander Nottel Dome, he took it already. What's the problem? It's here, I'm paying you. I'm not being Zeiche for you. It's here, I'm paying you. You slapped me to best and I owe you. I don't owe you anything. I once borrowed, I'm up to paying you. A best is used if there's a kind of do you owe, don't you owe. You slapped me to the wrong, you asked me if you talk like a mensch. You're asking me, pay me up to $50. I'll give you the $50. $50 in my hand, I'll give it to you. You don't go to Besdin for that. I mean, there's no shaila. I'm paid. You're asking me for the money you pay. You know what you wanted? You want a month of me $50 shalai kedin. I said, you're a liar. I'm a kaifa hakel. So this is called kaifa hakel. This is not called a meida b'mitzvah. Or there may be names, since he didn't pay up yet. He says, I borrowed. And is it commanded not to lay on me? That means, let's say, if before they came to Besdin, before the Malva had a time to open up his mouth, so the Leiva stuck the $50 in his hands, before the Malva opened up his mouth. So the Malva says, so what to the Dainis, what's your problem? He owes me another $50. So the whole thing is on the $50. That's it. I mean, at least he has it in his hands already. So the whole thing is on those $50. He says, I don't know you $50. So he says, to die. And so he's a kaifa hakel, a guten tov. But here, he didn't stick it into his hand yet. It's in the loiva's hand. He's up to giving it to him. And the malva didn't take it yet. But we're very close one to the other. So there's a sword, you say, commanded not to lay dummy. It's like he took it already. Or no, he didn't take it. It's still called the yod. Okay. That is a debatable question. Anyway. So, ki itmel v'tane tune, a'idach de rabchiye itmel. And another rabchiye. The omer rabchiye. Moneli biyotcho. He said, "Monali biyotcha, v'lo oimer einlocha biyodi ela nunzuz beilach. Take it, chayiv." So Abchiya said, "You're chayiv. He's a meida b'mitzus. My time, heilach nami k'meida mitzus ataina domi. Heilach is a meida b'mitzus. He didn't pay him up yet. He's meida. It's here. The $50 is here. You just have to hand it over." But it's the vial, it's, I owe you $50. That's what the person hears. Fine. Give Aldig. Good. We can hear Rabchiye. Now Rabchiye brought a raya, Betane Tuna. I have a raya from the Mishnah. Shnaim Oichsen Betalus. Ooh, wow. Vahoche, given the Tophis. Since each one is a tofis, anan sadi the maida tofis heilachu. That means since he's tofis, both of them are holding the talis. So anan sadi the maida tofis heilachu. It's just the mamish holding the talis. It's b'paneinu. So whatever the woman is going to get, half the talis he's going to get, is also heilach. I mean, he's holding the talus is b'faneinu, and sadi the maida tofes haidi deyu, so it's like he has the 50 already. It's mamis like he has the 50. Uktani yishba. The Mishnah says yishba. So Zaraya,
that Helech is Chayiv. Fine. We'll come back. We'll see Rashi soon. V'Rashesh is Oma, Helech Potter. Nah, Helech is Potter. Right? Given the Omale Helech Anizuzi, the Kavoide B'Kavai says, take the money, command them, knock it lay Malva Domi. It's just like the Malva hears it already. Take the money. So just like he hears it already. And Be'ino Chamishim, so the whole din Torah is only on the other 50. Holy mighty, there's no way on the other 50. He's a Kaifer Hakel. Hilkech Leke Dos Mitzis Adai. Fine. So we have here Amach Leikis, Rav Chiyah, and Rav Sheshes, as Heilich commanded, knock it lay Be'yomi Domi, not commanded, knock it lay Be'yomi Domi. Fine. Gewaldig. Fragt die Gemorre, Ula Rav Sheshes, Kashe Mas Nisim. According to Rav Sheshes, it's schwer to mish, that Rav Chiyah brought a raya from Rav Sheshes, Shnaim Eichzim Betalus is equivalent to Heilich. I mean, they're both holding it, and on the side of the side, so it's a raya to Rav Chiyah. Omalach, Rav Sheshes, Masnisen takonis chachomim. Nee, the Mishnah is a takonis chachomim of Rabbi Yochanan. It's like a Mishnah. What are you talking about? The mitzvahs. The Mishnah is a takonis chachomim of Rabbi Yochanan. It's like echad heilich b'teik of talisi shochave. Where are you bringing your eye from the Mishnah? Fine. Okay. Everyone is entitled to their opinion. So Rabbi Yochanan says there's no eye from the Mishnah. The Idoch, so what did Rav Chiyah do? Rav Chiyah, in Takonis Chachamim, right, so Takonis Chachamim. Umi, ui amrit bishloim imi derai se heilich chayev, if you'll say heilich is chayev, misakni rabon en shvue ki ein derai se, through misakni shvue ki ein derai se. Ali Amrit midarais Eilach Potter, Mesakni Rabon and Shvur the Lesser, the Chabosi midarais. If Eilach is Potter, you're right, it's at the Rabon, that's right, but has to have some similarity to a Shvur the Arais. This doesn't have any similarity to a Shvur the Arais, if Eilach is Potter. So Memele, Seba Rai from the Mishnah that Eilach is Chai. Now, we're going to see many interesting things in Rashi. And on the Schwerigkeiten, we'll just mention them. The Heilig. So let us just remember one thing. When we're going on the second Lashon, when we went on the first Lashon, Abchiyah wanted to bring a raya that Hados Eidem is Chayit, the Gemara asked, please, keichadika nansadi lai, nansadi lai. Oop, says, no, sheikhas would have those aiden. So what's the shvur of the Mishnah? Shleyeka oilach v'toyke police v'shechavah. That was, so, ados aiden, forget about it. It's, I mean, our Mishnah is not just ados aiden. Now, heilach, loy heitzeisim v'heim shaloch v'chol mokim shehem. Now, we have to, this is a Maimah Hamuzga, Rashi said here, a big, big, big mouthful, and we have to understand what Rashi is saying. So let us work backwards, what Rashi is not saying. Rashi, when we learned the Gemara Helech, we learned the Gemara, he has the money in his hand, he didn't pay him up yet, but I'm ready to give it to you. Command the not but between you and me, from one hand to the other hand is till I'll get there is also not so push it. I mean, I'd like to mention for 2 minutes, perhaps a Moira de Kavod. It looked just like to say a Maimah HaMuzga the first Chemon, Er Chaim, says on the Pasuk, Shibishi Hashem Lenegdi Somit, Uklal Godla Batera Bamailas Atzadikim, Ken Yeshiva Sa'odam Tunoisa Vasoka Vulavadi Bebeise, Ki Yeshivose Tunoisa Vasoka Nemelach Godl, Nemelach Godl. So a person should realize he's standing in front of him, he's sitting in front of a Melach Godl, Koshken Shasmon Velivish a Melach Godl HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah. Nu Mashem, Kosh Mashiyosim Modem Alibay, and then he says, Miyad Yegiya Eilav Hayira. Miyad Yegiya Eilav Hayira. Realize he's standing under the Rabbeinu Shalom, Miyad Yegiya Eilav Hayira, Vachno Mipachad Hashem Yizbach. So, the Beis HaMaisa, the Beis HaLevi, once met with a Rebbe, was a younger man then. And he told this Rebbe, I have a problem on this Ramon. He says, Miyad, Ramon says, Miyad Yegiya Eilav Hayira. That's like a guarantee. Miyad Yegiya Eilav, a personal thing, Shbisi Hashem, when he saw me, Rabbeinu Shalom Messiah, and he's watching me. But to say, Miyad Yegiya Eilav Hayira, I mean, the Ramon says, you think it? Miyad Yegiya Eilav Hayirach, you learned it many, many times, the Ramah, and the Yira didn't come yet. I mean, that's so he had a kash on the word Miyad. That was his kash. So the Rebbe told him, younger man, he said, you didn't learn the Ramah correctly. The Ramah says, Ksheyosim ha'odom el liboy. He says, there's machshava and there's lev. When this machshava, when this reality will reach the lev, and in the lev will know that he's in front of Miyad Yegiya Eilav Hayira. But from the moyach till the lev, that's a medical distance. So the Ramon, he said, the Miyad is after came to the lev already. So Memele, so we have over here, Rashi held, the loiva has in his hand the money, the malva has an outstretched hand, but till the money from the loiva will come to the malva, it's not commander not to lay on me, I'm looking to give it to you, there's a space in between. So therefore, that's what Rashi held. So therefore Rashi makes a moira de kil kimte. What's the kimte? The Gimta is a new story. The story was as follows. The story was that the Malve lent him $100, or $15, whatever whatever the Alvo was. And he didn't use it yet. He has still the crisp $50 bill. It's in his house. And he comes, he months, and they give me back the $100 bill. So he gave him to 50. So the loiva says, first of all, there's only avoa 50, and the $50 is in my house. So, and that's called heilach. So this case, mitzad echad, is much better than when it's in the loiva's hand. When it's the loiva's hand, that means it's the loiva's money. He has to pay the malva the 50. No. So it's paid up already. He gave him, that's one parsha. Here the loiva is telling the malva, I didn't even use the money yet. And Rashi is coming to say, milva lavlo heitzonit, no? That means, kol's man, I didn't spend it, the halva didn't start. Milva lavlo heitzonit, no? So, your $50 is in the house. So, not that I owe you. Your $50 is there. I'm telling you, it's in the house. So, Memela, so there's no tvi whatsoever. I don't owe you yet.
It's still your $50. So mitzadechad Rashi held that's a better heilach. That's a heilach takach mein. I don't owe you anything. I didn't borrow yet. The halva first starts when I take it to use it. Which is a meridika chiddush, because we pass the milva leitzonit. That's the problem. But that is what Rashi is saying. The heilach, and Rashi is coming to say, the Ran thinks of Rashi. The Ran says, Vakelt. First of all, we hold me voleitzonit, no, number one. And number two, the heilach is that Vakelt, it's his money now, but he's up to paying him. So Rab Chiya, this is the Idoch the Rab Chiya. Leimrinin hani de kemoidele begavayu, choyel visnayu benayu, the 50 that is moide and it's ben, commanded not it ludomi, it's just like, yes, it's your money, and that was the chiddush of Rab Chiya, even though your $50 wasn't touched yet, it's still fresh and crisp and it's ben. It's also called Amaydim Mitzvah, fine. Vitane Tune. Now we're gonna have the Drashi Kosalke Daitoch, the Rab Chiya, Taime de Masnisin, Mishum Danan Sadi, the Mai the Tophis Dileu, Bahava Kemonali Biyotcha, Valoim Ainlocha Biyodiklum, Vaidim Eidin Oisoi Sheyeshle Hamishim, Bechiyidach the Rabchiya the Machayim Leishvu the Reis. Now all of a sudden Rashi says, if Rabchiya brought a Raya from our Mishnah that Heilach is Chayiv, so Rashi had a big problem there. Already if Heilach would. So Rashi says, well, the Gemara held that the Shvua of our Mishnah is like Monoli Biyotra, and the Zaydim Idemoisi, Sheshle Chamishim, Riyidach the Rabchiyah, that's a Shvua the Reis, the Choshle Shvua the Reis. So Mela, but there's a problem. Vahochet Achados Eidem, and Ansadi Maitetov, Maitetov is Hai Heilachu, Shreva Foneinu. So here we have Ados Eidem, that's a Heilach. Yeah. Now, when we learn this Rashi, we should know it's terrible. We have to understand the Gemara is a Shrek. First, we learned the first Rab Chiya, and the first Rab Chiya said, I'm Raya Ados Eidem is Chai, and one says, what? How, what can you compare a Mishnah to Ados Eidem? Kechadika Nan Tzadi Lai, Nan Tzadi Lai. Yes, no, right. The Shul, the Mishnah is not Elo, you know, the Rai of the Mishnah is a Idach the Rab Chiya. Not on Ados Eidem. On Heilach. Now Heilach, so now Rashi starts saying, well, Heilach, how does Heilach come in? So Rashi says, well, the Gemara held that there's a Shvua of Ados Eidem, and it's Heilach. Oh, here we see Heilach is Chayim. Shem Mishamayim. We're back again? We just looked up. It's not Ados Eidem. Ella Eidach. I mean, Ella, please. I mean, the Gemara is doch Ashrek. We just said, when we asked the first Kasha, you're right. There's no, you can't say the Mishnah's also do say them. No, it's going under the second din of Rab Chiya. We're back again with the first chat. And but the Gemara doesn't mention Rab Chiya anymore, do say them. Here the Gemara mentions Heilach. The Mishnah says Heilach is Chai. So that's one tremendous problem. Let's go weiter. Oktani Chayiv Shvu Ashare. You see that Heilach is Chai. So what did Rav Sheshi say? Takones Chachomim hi, v'loi mishum ado aseidim, the b'chin alel, k'echad an ansadi lai, an ansadi lai. Oh, Rav Sheshi was holding cheshbon. Rav Sheshi said, what do you bring a raya that Heilach is Chai? Rashi says, it has to do with ado aseidim, k'echad an ansadi lai, an ansadi lai. So the Mishnah is finished. That's Gewaldig.
And what did Rabbi Chiya say? Yamret b'shloy meilach midaraisa chayev kloy megabish vodaraisa koyim b'doa b'mikza. Rabbi said, no. Chazal, you're right, it's a shvua derabonon. You're right, it's a shvua derabonon. But yamret midaraisa eilach potter mesakni rabonon shvua delesa dechbosi b'daraisa. But if it's a deraisa eilach is potter, the rabbanu would never be misaken a shvu the lesser the chvosi b'derais. So here it's also a shrek. All of a sudden Rab Chiya is all of a sudden he's sticking to his guns. Yeah, the shvu is out. Rab Sheisha told him kechnik and sadra and stadla. He says yeah, it's a the rabbanon, but the rabbanon only would make a shvu if heilich would be chayiv, then they'd make a shvu's made the b'mikzus. But if Heilich is potter, he wouldn't make a shvuz made the b'mikzus. So all of a sudden, Rabbi Chiya in the second Lashon holds, it seems the shvuz are made the b'mikzus, he just said it's a shvuz the rabbonon. Now he said it's a shvuz the rabbonon, but the shvuz the rabbonon has to have some semblance to a shvuz the reise. So I'm sticking to my guns that Heilich is chayiv. He have arrived at the mission Heilich is chayiv. And so maybe being a chayiv that a dos eidim is also a chayiv. No, not talking about that. Not talking about a dos eidim. He just being a chayiv that heilich is chayiv. The whole Mishnah can only work with a dos eidim l'chayre. No. So we have to understand, according to Rashi, the Vayel, the Gemara is very, very sure. We have to know what happened over here. We have two Lashonis and then the first lashon, as soon as we ask Eichadik and Asadi Lai and Ansadi Lahai, Rab Chiya, you're right. There's no Raya at all for the Mishnah. And then all of a sudden, so he's not being a Raya that Ados Eidim is Chayiv. He's being a Raya that Heilach is Chayiv, which, in parentheses, only works to Ados Eidim. That's the only way, if you can compare our Mishnah. And Rav Sheisha says, well, it can't be also Ados Eidim, Keichin Isad Raya and Ansadi Lahai. And here Rab Chiya is persistent. No, you're right, it's a Darabono. But not your Darabono. It's a Darabono, might have been mitzvahs. And not, Raya, Heilich is Chayim.